This is The Balcony.
The Velvet Underground.
I'm talking about none other than Bootsy Collins.
In
The Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The Yardbirds.
Chuck Berry.
Hawkwind.
Your
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are. The Replacement.
Earhole. Plural.
Yes.
I'm tired.
Thank you.
All right. For that, you know what happens, right? You have to start the show.
I have to start the show? Okay. Well, we'll start the show, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, my name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thank you for joining us. Here we are for one of the rare non-quarantine casts. Non-quarantine?
Non-quarantined.
An in-person program.
An OG recording.
Wow. Does not happen very often.
No. So we're together in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, here at Original Balcony Studio Radio. And we're going to rock and roll your asses off today.
Are we really?
We really are. I think
I'm looking at this playlist. Well, I guess we're going to start that way, yeah. But we're also going to, you know, gently hold your asses, too, during this program.
Well, I don't know about the gentleness of the ass holding, but
I think
it'll be more,
let's just say.
How gentle can a foot be?
Very, believe me. I just say that your ass is going to experience all the emotions during this program, I would say.
I think so. I think it's, a very wide range of emotions.
Yeah, but Scott is correct. We're going to start with pain and bruising you.
Yes,
with some good loud music.
What we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's X-Chrome Episode 17, our ladies' show. The ladies are stepping in to rock your faces off of the front of your heads, all of our heads.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a truly rocking, crazy show. Anthony's picked some great music, and this is going to be, you'd pick some really good stuff.
Thank you very much. This is a fun one to put together. Mm. Like Scott said, this is our testament to songs performed by female artists solely. Because I find when we put together a lot of our playlist, it tends to be dune heavy in some genres, and that's just unavoidable and annoying.
Yes,
and so
it certainly is.
So I found that this show, the ladies' show, winds up being a real just genre bouncer.
Yes,
and this one, I don't think I picked a country song this time. But we're Julia Jacklin is kind of country-ish.
Yeah, well, I don't think so. But
can you scroll down a bit again?
Let's see.
No. Well, the new Angel Olsen is kind of country-ish.
As you can see, no country.
No, wow. Normally
lot of other genres, yeah, kids, but nothing.
Well, else. Take that.
No country.
So I normally try to hit as many bases as I can with the genres on this program, just because it's also fun to do.
Yes.
And right now, like we've discussed before, right now women are just having so much more influence on popular music, and they're making more interesting music. And I was thinking again when I was putting together the show. Again, I can't name a male artist right now that I like. I just can't. I could name 10 female artists off the top of my head immediately. I was like, she's awesome. I like that. I like that. The biggest stars in the world are still all women. It's Beyonce. It's Adele.
Mm.
Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
And all the young, interesting pop stars are all women. Olivia Rodrigo.
Mm-hmm.
And
Dua Lipa.
Oh, I really like her music so much.
Oh,
I really, really do.
Yeah. So there's the men seem to be.
They're not making anything interesting right now. It's really
annoying.
Like
it.
It's a real gap. There's a man shaft gap.
Yes.
Happening.
Oh, that's a horrible image.
It is, but you know,
it's true. I guess.
I'm sorry. I get that Watermelon Sugar song is very good.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. I know your feelings.
Wow.
I'm not a big fan either, but that's a good song. But man, that's been a couple of years. Men really need to pick it up.
That has been a couple of years, hasn't it? That's been that's 2018.
I mean, like there are some men who are making interesting music. Like I do like the Weeknd a little bit.
I
like Kendrick Lamar, but let's screw that today. Mm. I'm playing only women.
Yeah. Let's
talk about the ladies. But yeah, it's been like this for like the better part of a decade, I want to say, that women have been just so much better at music.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
It's been a long time now.
It has been a while. This part of the last half of this decade has been very
very female. I didn't even mention Billie Eilish. There's another one One of the other biggest stars in the world, also another lady.
Who also has won an Academy Award already.
Yeah, has already won an Oscar.
Wow. Wow.
So
anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyway,
love those guys.
We're going to start out with one of our favorite bands. I know I can say that. This is the Yeah Yeah Yeahs with a demo from their great record Fever to Tell, which I totally and Scott can vouch recommend for that one. Mm-hmm, it's a good album. This is a song by them, a demo called Black Tongue. Check it out.
Love is all that I want now. Any minute when your fingers turning up like snap, so hard to lose.
Yes, indeed. Miss Joni Mitchell, live at the Isle of Wight Festival in 1970. Playing solo there. I believe she opened the festival, to be, if I'm
really?
Not mistaken.
Wow.
So
top that, eh?
That's one big room, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that 1970 festival was big, too. The Doors played on that festival.
Is that the one where the Leonard Cohen live record comes from?
That's exactly right.
Okay, yeah, that's a big deal.
And I think that was the first gig, or one of the first gigs, anyway, for Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
That's the Jimi Hendrix one, right?
Jimi Hendrix, exactly.
Okay, well, yeah, this is a big deal.
That's right. Big festival that year.
Wow.
So there you go. But that was Joni Mitchell playing her little heart out there in 1970 doing a really pretty song called A Case of You. And I believe that is from the Chelsea Girls album. Uh-oh. Or no, which one is it from?
It's on Blue.
It's from Blue?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Okay, there you go. Case of You is from Blue.
It's very good.
Yes, it is. And Joni Mitchell is too.
All right.
It's fun to hear that stuff.
So we started with the Yeah Yeah Yeahs doing Black Tongue, a demo from Fever to Tell, which comes out in 2004, I want to say. Mm-hmm. Something like that. It's in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
Probably their best record, I'm going to say.
I really like that one. I think that's probably a guess. But still, they put out some really good records in the interim.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Dork. So... I know.
Okay.
And then I'm just going to move on.
Move on. Yes, thank you.
Next is Julia Jacklin doing Love, Try Not to Let Go. That's a very lovely song.
Mm.
And then we've moved on to Japanese Breakfast, who did the most adorable song of the night, Be Sweet.
Be Sweet, with a very sweet video.
Yeah, the video is really great. It is straight up adorable.
Yes. And that was a really cool song, too.
Scott liked it.
Yes, yes. It even touched my stony heart.
Ugh, look at you. melting before my eyes. And then we moved on and played the most interesting find of the night, which both Scott and I had the same experience of saying, wait, what? when looking at the description of the song. This is Diana Ross backed with Tame Impala. Doing a song that appears in a Minions movie. Which one is like the newest Minions movie?
The newest Minions movie, I guess. Yeah.
And
oh my god.
That is some.
Yeah, that was good.
That's an ultimate. That's an ultimate pandemic pair up. That's two acts that were nowhere near the same room when they made that record.
That's probably true.
Yeah, but that's a great song anyway. Diana Ross with Tame Impala doing "Turn Up the Sunshine." It's a great song. Like it felt like something Diana did like 50 years ago that someone just found.
Yeah, it feels exactly. It felt like 1971. You know, it was great.
It totally did. And then we finished up there with something that was from 50 years ago. Joni Mitchell doing A Case of You live at the Isle of Wight Festival off the shores of England.
Wow.
In 1970.
See, now I've never been to a very large festival like Isle of Wight or US Festival.
You don't seem like a festival guy.
No, they didn't really appeal to me.
Is it too much standing around for you?
It's too much big. It's too, you know, it's too much big.
Ugh people. Yeah.
So it's the festival scene. Unless I was really, really prepared to go out there and
you know, you don't
stake
to,
my claim.
You know,
in
you
the
don't have to talk
dirt.
To you know, you don't have to talk to people at a festival. You know, the whole point is to listen to music. Like you could literally, just,
still
avoid it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I admire the people that go out to... Excuse me. I admire the folks that go out to the festivals.
I know people was correct. People go to those.
Okay. That go to the very large festivals. Even to that Burning Man thing.
I would not go to that.
I don't even know what the point of that is, but whatever...
To do drugs. The point is to do drugs, man.
Oh, of course. How could I have not even known that?
Yeah.
I didn't.
I mean, unlike other music festivals, I don't think there's any... Well, maybe there is, because I was thinking, are they going to have, like fair food at Burning Man?
That's a good question. We'll have to pose that to
you. I don't know what the food situation in Burning Man is. I never thought about it before, because I never cared to go, because it seems like a real drag. And it just seems bad for the environment, too.
It is. I'm sure people are cooking their own stuff out there, you know?
Well, no. I mean, just whatever happens there just seems bad for the environment. Like, it's like a pristine salt flat in the middle of Nowheresville.
Yeah.
Like, it's not ready for any population at all, and then all of a sudden it's got how many people? Like probably 20,000, maybe.
Probably. I don't know how many
stoners and just doing drugs and making their weird art and scratching up the desert. It just seems bad for the environment.
Yeah, all the neo hippies going out there. It is. It is bad for the environment. And then they burn the thing at the end of the festival too. So,
I got invited to it before, and really? I was like. No.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sure that was like, a difficult decision. No.
On the inside, I was like, oh, fuck you. No. But
not for me, man.
I was like, nah, I'm going to stay home.
Okay. Smart move on.
Yeah, no. Thanks.
So let's get back to some music here.
It's also a long ass drive, too, man.
Is it?
It's in like north central Nevada. It's in the middle of freaking nowhere.
Wow. Okay, that is the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Reno is the closest large town.
My goodness.
No thanks.
So they go out there and they light up their own nuclear bomb in the middle of the desert. Good. I love it. So anyway, let's get back to some music.
But there's art too, man.
Art? No art. Let's get back to music. Music. We need music.
That's exactly right.
What's coming up next?
We're going to start with an artist who put out a very good record a couple of years ago called, what was it? It was called Love the Cowboy. It was called Be the Cowboy. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mitski. She put out a much more recent record I didn't really like, so we're going to play something older. This is called Washing Machine Heart.
Kiss me already and been out calling all my friends, but they won't pick up. Found another room in a different place, sleeping through the day, and I dream the same. I don't wanna give too much, and I don't wanna feel, I don't wanna feel at all.
On the weekend. This is The Balcony.
Thank you. Can we erase our history? Is it as easy as this? Plausible deniability. I swear I've never heard of it. And I can close the door on us, but the room still exists, and I know you're in it. Powers of phrases I've memorized, thousands of lines on the page, all of my notes in a desolate pile I haven't touched in an age. And I can burn the evidence, but I can't burn the pain, and I can't forget it.
I like that song, The Beths, and Expert in a Dying Field. What a spot-on song that is. That's just so cool.
I really like that one. I like that it felt at the end like that guy was going to start riffing a bunch, and I was like, what are you doing? And in the video, they're in a garage playing, and literally the lead singer of The Beths looks over him like with that same expression that I had. Like, what are you doing, man? Song's over.
Yeah, time to stop.
Hey, shut it down.
But it was a great song.
That was a pretty good song, right?
I really like that. I've never heard of that band before, I have to admit, but that was a very nice introduction to The Beths.
I'd heard of them, and I haven't really checked them out. This is the first time I have. That's a very recent release. It's like within the last, I think the last couple of months or so.
Okay.
But really good song. It's called Expert in a Dying Field by The Beths. Hmm. Check that out.
Yes.
Let me read it off, and then you can do the plugs.
Certainly.
I won't subject you to having to read my slanty writing. We started with, yeah. You have problems reading the screen. You're not going to be able to read my writing.
Where are you?
No way.
Yeah.
Okay. We started with Mitski doing Washing Machine Heart, and that was a good one. And then moved on to the new Maggie Rogers single. It's called Want Want. And the loudest she's ever been.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Okay. Somebody introduced her to the guitar. And then
the electric guitar.
Yeah, jeez. And then we moved on to Balcony Favorites, Heim with I Know Alone. That was a good one. And then we ended there with a couple of very indie-ish acts. Hmm? First, Always, who Scott enjoyed.
I did.
I saw you nodding along to that one.
I was.
With a song called Saved by a Waif. That one was really good. And then we finished up there with The Beths.
With probably another cute video.
A pretty cute video.
And a great song. A wonderful song.
I like a song that is like at the beginning, it's like, oh, this is kind of twee. I'm not going to like this. And then it decides to kick ass.
And it picks up quite quickly.
Yeah, that one was really good. Mm. And that last song is called Expert in a Dying Field. Pretty good tune. And now here's Scott with the plugs.
Yeah, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, indeed. The first thing I want to tell you about is our email address, which is balconyradio@gmail.com. balconyradio@gmail.com. You may send stuff there. We'll send stuff back in response. How about that? It's a simple give and trade. balconyradio@gmail.com. That, of course, leads you right back to the website, balconyradio.com. Lots of stuff happening there. We have our stream, which is going on 24/7, Monday through Friday. We play just about everything we have in our getting up to 66,000. That's a nice count. I have to go back and check, but I think it's around 66,000 tracks right now in that library of ours. And so we do that Monday through Friday, and then on the weekends, we kind of narrow things down to an even larger library that we have here. It's our jazz library, so you get that on Saturdays and Sundays now. So a nice upgrade from what we used to do. We used to just do Saturdays. We used to just do Sundays for jazz. But now, since we've gotten so much more, we have to expand the days. We may have to go all jazz. We have to go 7 days a week. Who knows? But be that as it may, you just tune in to balconyradio.com, listen to that stream, and you get whatever you need every day of the week. And, of course, you can subscribe to the podcast, the RSS feed, which is there on the front screen. You can also listen to all of our shows for all of our 24 shows that we have there, or most of them. We're still getting them back onto the online, so you can listen to those shows there at balconyradio.com. You can also check us out on the social networking platforms. You can first check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio, and we post things there and pictures of our albums and here in the library and all kinds of fun things there on Instagram. That's at Balcony Radio. And we are also on Facebook. It's facebook.com/balconyradiofm. Just put in Balcony Radio and boom, there we are. Pops right up in your face. We post all of our new shows on Facebook. We post articles about music and basically try and keep in touch with you. That is our number one communication platform as far as social networking is concerned on Facebook, and then Instagram, and then we have this kind of dumbass Twitter account that we don't even touch called at Balcony Radio, so don't even bother looking at that. It doesn't exist anymore. So have fun there on the social networking scenes on Facebook, on Instagram, and of course at balconyradio.com, pals and gals.
Yeah.
Isn't that fun?
Sounds like fun to me.
Yes, yes, yes. A barrel of laughs for everybody. So, like I said, we still try and keep the music fresh and happening.
Yeah. So, are we good to go?
I think we are, yes.
Are you done being Radio Man?
I'm done being Radio Man. Thank you.
All right. So, I was looking up some reissues, because I was doing a best records of the year, because I was wanting to find some current music. Mm-hmm. And then I just clicked on one list that was like best reissues of the year, and one of them was this collection of New Orleans soul music, and a bunch of it was surprisingly still stuff I haven't heard. Like I'm still amazed where it's like, wait, who? Still? I don't
never
know
heard
you?
This? Yes.
By now I have a good coverage of the Crescent City. I really do.
Okay.
But this is a song that I found on a reissue. It's called it's actually not this one. This is the YouTube video I pulled up is from a different thing. I forgot what the reissue was called. Whatever. Just go look up the artist herself. Her name is Betty Harris, spelled the correct way. And this is a great song called There's a Break in the Road.
can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong anymore. I can't tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for. And I don't know how it happened, we both abandoned the reason we used to believe. Was it love that we shared when we easily cared? Now it's impossible to conceive. I don't know who can see if you've ever learned how to let someone in. Well, I've tried to come find you, but I just don't know where to begin. If you've ever been open, there's no way of knowing with the way that knowing. So broken, if these thoughts were spoken, would it bring us together again? I can't say that I'm sorry when I don't feel so wrong. Tell you I'm trying when there's nothing left here to try for. Well, I can't be the one to keep holding you back. If there's something you're missing, then go right ahead. It's time to wake up from this trip we've been on. So long farewell, this is the end. And I'll always remember you just like a friend. And the way that she said, as heavy as lead.
Sometimes get asked the very difficult questions.
Is it true in America you guys have so many beautiful dogs and pounds that some get put down for no reason?
But we've always got the answer.
That is true, Sam. But it's also something a lot of female singer-songwriters are trying to change.
Keep listening to Balcony Radio and BalconyRadio.com.
Part of the problem. to get roughed up. Fasona, it looks that easy. It looks that way to me. It looks that way to you. But then there's you telling me I can. Then there's you scream and say something. I want the ocean right now. I want the ocean right now. I get so jealous that I can't even work. Get so jealous that I can't even work. I don't know how it's become such a problem. Keep you up all night if I try to remain calm. How can they ask why I feel so angry? Do you see my problem if I never explain it? But then there's you asking me how long. Say something. It's taking me so long. I want the ocean right now. I want the ocean right now. I get so jealous that I can't even work. 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 There I am in the morning. I don't like what I see. There I am in the morning. I
That is Big Thief and Blue Lightning, and that is taken from their album Dragon, New Warm Mountain, I Believe in You. There you go. Right on, man.
Sure.
Sure thing. That was fun. Fun stuff. You did play some country music. There was some.
Are we counting that?
I'll count that as a country
tinge. Close enough.
Americana type song. Absolutely.
You know what? I'll take it.
And that was a good choice. I'll take it. That was good stuff. Really sweet lyrics and a really nice recording on that. Really,
yeah, I thought it was just a cool song. So
very cool indeed.
Yeah.
What was in that semi, Fran?
All right. We started with Betty Harris doing There's a Break in the Road. What a great, great old soul song.
Yeah.
And
one of those lost souls.
Yeah, I love finding a new old artist that's worth checking out.
Mm-hmm.
So I listened to a couple of her tunes trying to pick one because she was on this reissue. Like I should have kept the link, but there was this reissue and it was like these are the highlights and it listed her and I was like, who is that? And I went to her YouTube and I found like this like collection of like her recordings and some like best of from some label I'd never heard of.
All right.
And I listened to a couple of them. They're really good. So, but I just picked the most up-tempo one that I could find, because I wanted to pick something that was happening for the show.
It was very burning. I really enjoyed
that. Yeah, isn't that bad?
Yeah.
And then we moved on to balcony favorite, Angel Olsen, doing All the Good Times. That's her newest, from her newest recording. I forgot the name of the new record of hers, but I really like that. I did not like All Mirrors, and I did not like the one that came after it, whose name I'm forgetting. Mm-hmm. So she's just had a couple records that I did not connect with, but that one I really dug a lot. So I'm going to check out her new album.
All right.
And then we moved on to a new Tegan and Sarah recording. That's them doing So Jealous, a re-recording of one of their old things. they're in pandemic mode, and they re-recorded one of their old records acoustically.
Good. All right. That sounds good.
Yeah, so that was a good one. And then,
we haven't played them in a while.
No, well, they haven't put out anything in a few years, in like 4 or 5 years or something.
Right.
So it's been a while. So I'm glad they at least put something out, because I think they're a really cool act. But I just something new. Come on,
something new, and we got it. Okay.
Anyway, moving on, and then we played Sharon Van Etten, one of our newer faves. Mm. She's a really good writer, and it's good to hear her not do a dirgy song. That's one of my my problems with her. A lot of her music is just too slow. A
little bit.
Yeah, but that was a good one called Home to Me. That was mid tempo-ish at best.
Well, it picks up.
I guess it picks up.
It picks up.
Her songs used to not pick up was the problem. They were good, but it's just like they were good, but it was just like, this is a bit much for me. Like, this is not going to be the first thing I reach for, but I get that this is good. It was one of those situations.
Oh, all right. So, kind of a love hate thing.
No, it was just like, this is fine. This is really good, but it's just like, I'm not going to listen to this regularly. It's just too depressing. I won't be on this fucking. It's the same reason I don't really listen to Beach House a lot. It's just like,
oh, there you go.
I don't want to feel like a Victorian ghost all the time. You know what I mean?
Yes, I see your point.
So anyway, and then we finished up that set with the country-tinged Big Thief doing Blue Lightning, a tune that Scott was bobbing his head to.
I was bobbing my head to that and reading the lyrics that were right here in front of me.
That's the ultimate compliment when someone's like, hey, what is this? What is this lady singing?
She was singing some great lines in there.
Yeah, they're a pretty good tune. I'm
liking Big Thief.
I've liked everything of theirs that I've heard, so their batting average is pretty good. So I think they might be worth doing a deeper dive.
I like the indie stuff that you've been picking on this show too, man. That's
thank you.
Really nice.
Try not to go too twee for you.
Well, I appreciate that. But I don't mind a little twee every once in a while. It doesn't matter to me.
Like, I was picking songs for the show when I was hanging out with my 11-year-old/17-year-old daughter today.
Yes,
and she was giving me songs. So like a couple of the songs of the show she picked, and then one of them is coming up. It's like one of her favorite songs ever. It's like, yeah, we got to play that. But she kept naming songs. I'm like, Scott's not going to like that. And she's like, is that too happy? It's like, yeah.
Yes. A little too joyful.
Yeah, it's a little too poppy.
She's a smart girl.
I shot down a lot of stuff that I would have played that you wouldn't have played.
Okay.
Let's just say that, all right?
Appreciate that. That's very thoughtful. And Luna's a good girl, and she understands music, and she understands the kind of music that I would like.
Yeah. So anyway.
She's very smart and insightful. I don't know how she does it for being 23-year-old or 27 or 12 or whatever she is.
Yeah, she's both at the same time.
She's 12 and 23?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's amazing, right?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I know. Scott's all like, she's what age? No.
She plays guitar. She plays some music.
She's better than both of us.
She's an amazing guitarist.
Yeah, she's really good. So anyway, we have
more. Speaking of guitarists,
we have one last set of Muzak for you. All right. We got five more tunes. Mm. We're gonna start out with another oldish song. I guess we call this an oldie now for people
these days. Anything that's over 30 years old is an oldie.
That's still weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is the Pretenders with Precious.
The way you cross the street, cause you're
precious.
Moving through the Cleveland heat, how precious. You're taking lights and all the kicks, you're so precious.
you know how to shit in bricks, cause I ain't sure shit. Make me wanna make me make it on some mean. He skipped the 5th and Euclid Avenue, was real precious. Hotel still ain't coming into view. How precious. It's a pity that you bruised my hip, cause I'm precious. You shouldn't let your manners slip, you're too precious. Make me wanna make me make it. Oh, we've been bound and bound and bound and bound and bound to show it. Oh, we want to do it, do it, do it, do it, do it on the pavement. Oh, maybe, maybe I'm gonna have a baby. Oh, we want to do it. Oh, we do it all night. Cause I have my eye on your imperial, your soul. Now how are the duck and Mr. Stress both straight? Trapped in a world that they never made. But not me, baby, I'm too precious to have a fuck off. You made me wanna you made me make it.
So easy, it just shows that you never needed me. You locked the door and threw away the key. You ran away without an option. Dug myself out the hole you put me in. Without warning, I'm down 6 feet. Somebody save me. Inside to keep me alive. When the flames were getting too high, you would always
like the winter. Can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the plans. But when the heat comes, something takes a hold. Can I kick it? Yeah, I can. My cheeks in high color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Forget all of the tears that you've cried, it's over. Acid green, aquamarine. The girls are dancing in the sand. And I throw my cellular device in the water. Can you reach me? No, I can't. My cheeks in that color, overripe peaches. No shirt, no shoes, only my features. My boy behind me, he's taking pictures. Lead the boys and girls onto the beaches. Come on, come on, I'll tell you my secrets. I'm kinda like a prettier Jesus. Turn it on in a new kind of bright. It's solar. Come on and let the bliss begin. Times when you feel it kicking in, that's
myself in it. If it's all you can't do better than that, babe. I got a problem with it. Justified it in my own way. I lost myself in it. If it's all you got and it's enough you say, I got a problem with it.
There you go. That is Plains. Formerly Waxahachie, but that is Katie Crutchfield and Jess Williamson now.
Yes.
In their new...
some nice side project action.
Side project as Plains, and that was called Plot Problem With It.
Problem With It.
Very cool.
That's a good song, right?
I really like that, man.
I did too.
Very Waxahachie-ish.
Yes.
But it actually it has some new feel to it. I like it. Very nice.
It got my 11/17/24-year-old daughter... got her approval.
Oh, did it really?
Okay, yeah, it's good. One of the few. It's she's gotten a little bit more poppy in her her taste, but more indie popish in a lot of ways.
Very mature.
Very mature for her. Well, she grew up listening to music with me.
Yes,
but she's you know mixing a little bit more teenager in it.
But, well, good for her.
Yeah, but
I'm glad she's turning to this type of music and not to like.
That was one of the ones we did agree on. She actually does like Waxahachie a lot because that's some good stuff.
Good.
And was actually jealous when I told her I'd seen Waxahachie live.
Oh,
I was like, well, take that.
Okay. Did you show her your ticket stub? Here, here's my stub.
I did not keep it because I am not that kind of nerd.
Oh. Well, goodness gracious.
I never keep my stubs. I realize that. That's a thing I should do.
I used to do that all the time. They don't have ticket stubs anymore. It's just paper.
I know. It'd be weird to just have like, oh, this is the printout.
The printout. They have printouts now.
I didn't even. Yeah, that's probably why.
It's just ticket stubs, man. They were like, they had the name of the venue, the cost, and air date, and all that.
When we went to Paul, oh, that's the other
Ticketmaster
thing.
Ticketmaster tickets.
The other
like,
thing is like
blue and yellow tickets.
I was just thinking like when you and I went to Paul McCartney, it's like, all right, there was a no stub situation because we just showed them our phone, which
phone.
Is even worse. Yeah.
Oh my God, a digital copy? No.
Just here's my phone. Look,
I got a stack of tickets.
I would love to if we had gotten a ticket stub that says Paul McCartney, Oakland. That would have been cool.
That would have been excellent. Now that's the best. That's the best kind of.
It was the same
memorabilia you can get.
It was the same snituation when we went to see the Rolling Stones. Like yeah. I would have loved to have a Rolling Stones ticket stub.
Ticket stub.
I didn't even think of that until just now. Man, darn it.
Isn't that wild? You want to read off what was in that last thing, my friend?
Yeah, I believe you know that I do.
Good.
We started with some old-timey rock and roll. I love saying that. Old-timey.
Old-time.
The Pretenders are for, for like for your grandmother now. It's
oh,
so
my
weird.
God.
Time moves on, my friend.
Old-timey.
The Pretenders from their, I believe from their self-titled record. Is that,
yeah,
is that
first
the
first record.
One? Yeah. With Precious, which is a really good tune.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on to a song chosen by aforementioned middle-aged 12-year-old daughter.
Right.
Not even 12 yet. She's not even 12 yet. It's still September.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So my middle-aged 11-year-old daughter picked Savannah Saturn doing To Keep Me Alive, which even Scott liked.
I liked it.
That was a pretty groovy tune.
I think she picked a couple of songs in the set.
She did pick a couple of songs in the set. And I picked Linda Smith, I See Your Face, which I thought Scott would like.
I did?
He did.
Uh-huh.
Success.
Yes.
And then also one of the other things my daughter and I agree on is Lord. And one of the things all three of us agree on is her new record isn't all that great.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes, that's true. Ugh.
I really wanted it to be because I really like the first two. And
everybody wanted it to be great.
And I
everybody
just did not like Solar Power at all. But that we played a live / I can't say acoustic because he's playing an electric guitar, just a live voice and guitar version of Lord doing the title track to her new record, Solar Power.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that version. That version was great.
Yeah, that's a good type of environment for her voice too.
I don't know what the deal is with the studio version. I just do not like the studio version at all. And
it wasn't produced right.
I don't know. The guy playing the guitar is their producer. He produced the last one that I did like a lot.
Really?
He produced Melodrama.
Hmm.
So.
I don't know. Well, we'll see what happens with record number 4.
Yes. You know what? I'm still in for it. I'm like, I don't care if she makes a mistake or not even a mistake, or if she just makes a record I'm not a big fan of. Like every act does that at one point or another.
True.
It just, I really did not like any of the songs. I liked one song on it. I like two songs. I like the song about moving to LA and how fake it was, because that's like, you know, my life.
That's true.
And then the other one is I did like the stoned at the nail salon song.
Oh yes, salon.
That's
yes.
a great song. That one is very good.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
So I mean, it did have a couple songs I really liked. It's just there were like nine more that I really didn't.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah, the batting average was pretty low on that one. But I'm still in for a record four.
Okay.
Anyway, and then we finish up there with, as Scott said, an act named Plains, half made up of a act that we do like called Waxahachie, who still has put out my favorite record of the pandemic. It was last year, St. Cloud. Mm. It was really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
And that's basically the
excellent record.
My favorite record of the last couple of years. That's really lame of me. but I really like St. Cloud.
You're probably not alone in that justification, you know.
I know. But that was her new side project. They're called Planes. And that was a song called Problem With It that both Scott and I and a middle-aged preteen liked.
And there you go. Show. That's the show, ladies and gentlemen. That is X-Chrome episode 17. Woo-hoo. Let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for listening. Find us on Instagram. Find us on Facebook. Find us on Twitter.
Nope.
Like Scott said, the email is balconyradio@gmail.com.
Yes.
Get in touch with us there.
Please.
Stay 6 to 8 feet away from a still. We're still doing this.
How many years? 8, 10, 12 years already? Oh my God.
It's never ending, and I'm also okay with it because I like staying home.
Yeah.
But also, you know.
I have a lot to do here. I may be staying home, but I am surrounded by media that I am documenting on a very slow basis, but it's being documented and stored, and for whatever reason, I don't know. But,
yeah, but your life project of projecting your life is still happening.
That's right.
So, yes.
Oh, the great writer.
Please, yes, read a book, listen to more music.
Please.
Watch less TV.
Oh,
but
please.
If you're going to, just cut the cable also.
Cut that cable.
You're paying for Netflix. It's enough.
Do you realize how difficult it is to disconnect your cable subscription at this time?
You did it.
I did mine 22 years ago. So, and I've been happy ever since.
So when you signed up for the internet and they offered you the whole package, you're like, no thanks.
No, right? Yep. They didn't have the internet. Well, they did, but I didn't want any part.
Back in my day, they offered me a modem.
A modem. That goes.
Anyway.
All right, we're out of here.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We have one last tune to, of course, leave you with. And if we're going to leave you, and actually, I forgot, this is the end of season 17 of Balcony Radio.
That's right. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. This is the final episode of season 17, ladies and gentlemen.
Down.
Thank you very much for staying with us for all these shows and songs.
Too many shows.
18 on the way. Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah. My God. Oh, my God. We get to turn 18. Oh, isn't that something?
So anyway, what better way to end the program in this series than with Miss Tina Turner? And this is her live in 1970 on TV. People watched this on television, Scott.
Yeah.
How lucky were they?
They were lucky. They did not know what they were watching.
They had no clue. Anyway, this is her doing Bold Soul Sister. Scott, you are my Bold Soul radio brother.
Thank you very much.
It's always good to do the program with you.
Oh, hey,
thank
you very much.
Let's shake hands on that one.
We'll shake hands. Yes, sir.
Let's high five. Come
All
here.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. A high five, man.
So here's Tina Turner. Here's your way out the door. Thank you very much.
See ya.
Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board.